This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
From cursive writing to chicken parm to sad songs for Bernie Sanders, wow. The Zeoli Army stepping up today with show content. Thank you very, very much. Is a government shutdown on the horizon? Should that kid be deported in New York City? And are we about to see peace with Russia? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right. So I do want to say before we get to sad Bernie that the president said today Democrats have lost their way. And he's right. The Democrats have lost their way. Democrats have lost their way. Cringy and sad. Sad and cringy. We know that. But the truth of the matter is that actually, America, we're in good shape. Yes, the tariffs are being used right now to get the other countries to level the playing field. Howard Lutnick is a really, really smart guy and a very optimistic guy, too. And I really like him a lot. I do. I think if he's the perfect guy to be Commerce Secretary. He's made a ton of cash. He gets it. He understands the game. He knows what needs to happen here. And what he's saying here, and this is what he said about tariffs, is that what we need to do is level the playing field. All right? Level the playing field. Let's start there. The Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, why there's going to be no recession in America, cut 19.
All right. Mr. Secretary, consumer sentiment is dropping. Inflation has ticked up. Major banks like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs now say a recession in the next 12 months is becoming more likely. Should Americans brace for a recession?
Absolutely not. Anybody who bets against Donald Trump, it's like the same people who thought Donald Trump wasn't a winner a year ago. Donald Trump is a winner. He's going to win for the American people. That's just the way it's going to be. There's going to be no recession in America. What there's going to be is global tariffs are going to come down because President Trump has said, you want to charge us 100%? We're going to charge you 100%. And you know what they say? They say, no, don't charge us 100%. We'll bring ours down. We'll unleash America out to the world, grow our economy in a way we've never grown before. You are going to see over the next 2 years the greatest set of growth coming from America as Americans. You saw it, $1.3 trillion of new investment coming in America. That, think of all those jobs. And remember, each trillion of investment in America is 1% of growth GDP. So Donald Trump is bringing growth to America. I would never bet on recession. No chance.
Okay. Now, think about this. In addition to the fact that these countries that have tariffs against the United States of America, that hurt the United States of America, leveling the playing field, I should say, so that everybody's fair, at the very same time, we're going to unleash American energy, which is key. So as part of this now, Trump's EPA is set to reverse the Biden administration's crackdown on coal-fired power plants. I played you earlier what Lee Zeldin, the new EPA administrator, wants to do. And the coal industry has been saying for a long time, Biden-era rules would raise electricity prices, and they were right. So now the EPA announced today that it is reconsidering federal regulations on the Biden administration's coal-fired power plants, which is a huge deal. They're reviewing the so-called mercury and air toxic standards, which the Biden administration finalized in April, which had all kinds of regulations never passed by Congress. Again, regulations put in by the Environmental Protection Agency, which really are meant to destroy the coal industry. And by doing this now, he said the EPA needs to pursue common sense regulation to power the great American comeback, not continue down the last administration's path of destruction and destitution. We unleash our oil, we unleash our natural gas. We do these things, and then we see, in addition to like what Caroline Leavitt said today, driving down the cost of for the American people through massive deregulatory efforts, unleashing American energy dominance, and then we end the inflation nightmare caused by the previous administration. Does it happen overnight? No, but that's the point. Energy dominance will lower prices for everybody. And if all these other countries are imposing tariffs on the United States of America, and you're an anti-tariff person, why are you okay with that? If Trump threatens tariffs with Canada, you know they're going to back down. You know they'll back down. So what are you afraid of? I say push the envelope. See how far you can go with this. Push it as far as you possibly can. And then let them back down. Let them back down, because they will. That's the bottom line. They're gonna back down. They have to. They have no choice. But wouldn't it be a good thing to get rid of all of these horrific tariffs that are imposed on you and on me when we buy goods from overseas, when we have oil and gas coming into this country from places like Canada? Yes. President said financially we're to be stronger than ever before. And I agree. I think that is what we're setting up for here. The reason why the left is objecting so much is because they don't want to give him any credit for this. But the biggest thing is they're terrified of him unleashing oil and natural gas and what that means for the world. It means American energy dominance, exactly what he promised, exactly what our buddy Doug Burgum has promised. This is the president now, cut number three.
Big companies. I spoke at the business roundtable yesterday. They had the largest attendance they've ever had. And these are only the CEOs and chairmen, but mostly the people that run the boss, the people that run the top 150 companies. 150 people showed up. Every single company showed up. First time it ever happened. It's been around a long time. The biggest business leaders. We had a great discussion. It went really well. And I want to tell you, there's tremendous optimism out there about our country in terms of regulations being cut, in terms of taxes being cut. And it would be great if the Democrats would do what's right. It would be great if the Democrats would do what's right for our country for a change, because they really are there. They've lost their way. They've lost their way.
They've lost their way is right. They've lost their way. And now they're going to play right into his hands with a government shutdown. Isn't that something, huh? Right into his hands. And he said, we're going to take back a lot of what's stolen from us by, frankly, like the European Union, for example. And we're going to bring that wealth back to America. You know, Democrats are so crazy that Bill Maher is saying right now, we may never see another Democrat president again. I'm not going to make that prediction, because Democrats at one point made a prediction that we may never see another Republican president again. So I'm certainly not going to make predictions like that. But if the Democrat Party doesn't change their game, then yeah, the two of them are very, very long time. No doubt about it. Because none of them are helping. None of them are trying to help. They're all standing in the way and they're just trying to scare everybody. Here's the president saying this, cut number four.
There's been a lot of on and off, some inconsistency.
There's no inconsistency, only with NBC, which is one of the worst networks on television, by the way. Let me just tell you the inconsistency.
It was your home for a long time.
I have the right to adjust. And I was called by the automakers as an example. General Motors, Ford, etc. The big three, the big four. And they asked me to do them a favor. Could I delay it for a period of 4 weeks so that they're not driven into a little bit of a disaster for them? They actually love what I'm doing, but they had a problem. And I'm not like a block that just, I won't delay. It's called flexibility. It's not called inconsistency. It's called flexibility.
Is flexibility going to be your ongoing view toward
this? Sure, I'll always have flexibility, but there will be very little flexibility once we start. April 2nd is going to be a very big day for the United States of America. The United States of America is going to take back a lot of what was stolen from it by other countries and by, frankly, incompetent U.S. leadership, grossly incompetent. I gave you an example of Ireland. I would have never let that happen. Impossible for that to have happened. But we're going to take back our wealth, and we're going to take back a lot of the companies that left are coming back. If you haven't read, we have the biggest computer chip company ever, has virtually all of the market. I didn't call them, they called me. And they called for two reasons. Number one, we had a great election of somebody that they want running the country. We won in a big mandate. We won every swing state. We won by millions of votes. We won by 2,750 districts to 500. Think of that, 2,750 districts to 500. That's why the map, when you looked at it, was entirely red, meaning Republican. Not meaning communist. So, look, this country needed somebody to defend it. It's this big, beautiful place that was being ripped off by illegal immigrants coming in from prisons, coming in from mental institutions, gang members, gang leaders, drug dealers, pouring into our country with the open borders. I am so angry at the last 4 years of what they've done to our country, what they've done to this country between inflation. But maybe the most that bothers me is that they would allow millions of people to come into our country that are stone cold murderers, killers, drug dealers, the worst gang members, the worst people allowed into our country. And we're now getting them out. We're going to get them out. We're getting them out. I want to thank Tom Homan, by the way. He's doing a great job. And I want to thank Kristi Noem, who's doing a fantastic job. This is a job that's so unnecessary. This should have never happened. This should have never happened. So we're bringing back our country in many ways, not only financially. And financially, we'll be stronger than ever before.
All right. Now, the question, of course, then becomes, why is there such objection to this? What are they afraid of? They're afraid of him succeeding is what they're afraid of. They're afraid of him succeeding, and the guy with the shamrock socks, J.D. Vance, gets to become president. All they know right now is how to say no. All they know to do is to stop and try to get in and just be a thorn in his side. But let's think about how that plays out. See, if you want to look at what's happening as a reaction to the policies of the left, look at New Jersey. All right, look at New Jersey. We have a governor's race this year. Our buddy Matt Rooney at SaveJersey.com has a great piece on this. Assembly Democrats point fingers at Murphy's Board of Public Utilities for electricity hikes in leaked talking points. So we're talking about 17 to 20% electricity hikes for New Jerseyans starting on June 1st. June 1st. You got a shore house, you're going down the shore, you're going to turn on the AC, of course. Why wouldn't you? You know, 17 to 20% electricity hikes. Those hikes on businesses are going to be even bigger. That can be up to 25%. So now imagine hotels and imagine restaurants and the others pushing that back on you, the consumer. Right? It's not a good idea. It's not a good proposal. But they're turning around now and they're saying, oh, well, listen, it's not us. It's not our fault. The reason that they have to do this is because ratepayers supplied by public service energy and gas will see an average estimated bill increase of, ready, 17.25%. JCP&L, which serves really North Jersey, will see an average bill increase of about 20%. And then Atlantic City Electric, 17%. RICO customers, 18%. Why? Because all of Phil Murphy's wacky Green New Deal, I want to make New Jersey the California, the East Coast policies cannot supply the energy that is needed in the state of New Jersey. And the energy master plan can't do the job because we need oil and natural gas. We need nuclear. We need all these things. So Assembly Democrats who are up on the ballot this year, well, they're terrified of this. So they're now coming out there and they're saying things like this. Assembly Democrats also appear ready to defend the ruined wind industry, urging members to argue that Republicans have opposed effort to create wind, electric, nuclear, and solar energy. Nuclear? Wait, really? Republicans against nuclear? I have never met a Republican against nuclear. Have you? No, now wind turbines are different because dead whales and dolphins washing up on the Jersey Shore. Yeah, we're against that. Democrats aren't. Why? Because dead whales don't vote, but dead Democrats do. So they don't care about the whales. But the bottom line is this. The wind turbines don't provide the energy that we need. So the Assembly Democratic Caucus put out this talking point memo, message points on utility costs, and yeah, pointing the fingers at King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, his Board of Public Utilities, and his energy master plan, which does not serve and provide the energy needs of New Jersey, which then the Board of Public Utilities says to these companies, okay, you got to buy energy outside of New Jersey to bring into New Jersey to serve all your customers, and those prices have gone up. Well, now you got to pass those costs on to the consumers. Proving definitively that the green energy scam is that nothing more than a scam. But they're waking up to the reality that the American people see it and the American people see through it. Now, let's go back to tariffs for a second. The Democrats are trying to argue that Trump is destroying the economy with his threat of tariffs. But if you're against tariffs, and I'm against tariffs, I want to see tariffs go away. I'd like a level playing field. But isn't this what's good? Isn't this how we'll get there? We'll get to the end of tariffs by threatening other countries who will then get rid of their tariffs that they impose on the United States of America. Doesn't that level the playing field? You're damn right it does. Here's the president talking about the EU and what they do to the United States of America. You don't hear presidents talk about this. You don't hear presidents talk about what these international organizations do to the United States, do you? No, you don't. Cut number five.
The EU was set up in order to take advantage of the United States.
Including Ireland? Is Ireland taking advantage of the U.S.?
Of course they are. I can't, you know, I have great respect for Ireland and what they did. And they should have done just what they did. But the United States shouldn't have let it happen. We had stupid leaders. We had leaders that didn't have a clue. Or let's say they weren't business people, but they didn't have a clue what was happening. And all of a sudden, Ireland has, you know, our pharmaceutical companies and other. This beautiful island of, it's island of 5 million people. It's got the entire U.S. pharmaceutical industry in its grasp. And, you know, you mentioned housing and you mentioned other things. I mean, I have property in Ireland, as you know, and I love it. It does great. But I'd like to see the United States not have been so stupid for so many years, not just with Ireland, with everybody. You know, I looked at trade deals. I was telling the group yesterday, I looked at trade deals in term one. It's one of the reasons I decided I had to do this, because somebody had to straighten it out and I didn't see anybody that was going to. I looked at trade deals that were so bad, I'd actually say, how is it possible that this could have happened? Who would have been so stupid to let these deals happen? For instance, when the pharmaceutical company started to go to Ireland, I would have said, that's okay if you want to go to Ireland. I think it's great. But if you want to sell anything into the United States, I'm going to put a 200% tariff on you, so you're never going to be able to sell anything into the United States. You know what they would have done? They would have stayed here.
A lot of countries left the United States of America. Getting them back is a good thing. And that's what has to happen. That's what needs to happen It's really what needs to happen. All right. As we continue along our happy hour here, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, I want you to think about the Kids Spring Break Splash Package. I want you to think about Memorial Day. I want you to think about summer vacation. Because the sooner you book, the better your chances of getting that great room. And you don't want to have summer vacation at a shore house. You want to do the Grand Hotel. This way you have a pool if the kids get sick of the beach. You have an indoor pool if the weather's bad. And you have a restaurant right on site. Plus, you get all the amenities of a hotel. But without having to worry about washing your own sheets and towels like at a shore house. So go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right, give me some sad songs for Megaphone Bernie, sad Megaphone Bernie. Justin, what do we got?
Right now, we've got, of course, The Lonely Man from the Incredible Hulk TV series. You sent me the theme from Summer of 42.
That was my Marvel advisor, Brian Glass, who sent that over to me, yes.
Okay, good choice. We've got Andrea Bocelli in Italian.
Yeah, but the problem is that's got lyrics, right? We want to go orchestra here so we can really hear Bernie, you know?
Okay, then we'll scratch Andrea, but then we've got the Vienna Philharmonic, Adagio. Okay. For Springs.
All right. Let's try Sad Incredible Hulk with Bernie Sanders with Sad Megaphone Bernie. See how it sounds. Let's try it.
All right, Kirk's just got to bring up Sad Bernie. Give him 1 second. He's trying to do a side by side.
All right, we'll do a side by side here, and then you can weigh in on which theme song you like for Sad Megaphone Bernie. And by the way, while he's doing that, I just want to mention to you when it comes to things like why electricity bills are so high in green states like New Jersey, why it is that we have to charge all these things. You're paying for a lot of things: clean energy costs, you're paying for the windmills, you're paying for all these things. Look, just go to the Energy Master Plan, and you see it all broken down there. Now you contrast that with what Trump's EPA administrator Lee Zeldin came out today and said, and what he said today? He said, we're going to unleash energy. And we're going to unleash energy. New Jersey, with its stupid policies, by saying that we're going to follow the stupid Green New Deal and all the other nonsense. Well, guess what? It's not enough energy to meet the needs. So we have to buy it from out of state, which costs money. And then that money gets passed on to you, the consumer. All right. That's what happens. And I think people are seeing through it right now. You even have this one guy right now saying that Democrats are to blame squarely for New Jersey's energy crisis and these rates that you and I and everyone else is about to start paying because of their stupid Green New Deal energy policies. Bottom line, that's what we're talking about here. All right, we got it. Let's do it. Let's take a look and take a listen.
I don't know if you agree with that.
These are, you know, the scariest times in my lifetime. That's all. I think that's objectively the truth. You know, it is not just they want to give tax breaks to billionaires and cut programs to working people. Frankly, that's happened before.
Yeah.
But you combine that with the power of the oligarchy in general. You combine that with Mr.
All right, now
Musk
let's stop it. Let's
Twitter.
Rewind it and hear another theme song for Sad Bernie, because I've never heard him so down before. I mean, usually he's yelling, right? Usually he's hitting on broads. I've never heard him so mellow and so down. Sad Bernie. These are dark days for Bernie, and Bernie's seen it all. All right, give me another one. What do we got this time?
This time we're going to go with the theme to Summer of 42.
Okay.
Hit it, Kirk.
You know, it is not just they want to give tax breaks to billionaires and cut programs to working people. Frankly, that's happened before.
Yeah.
But you combine that with the power of the oligarchy in general. You combine
it
that
might be
with
a little
Mr.
Too,
Musk owning
it might be
Twitter
a little too
and able to send out his messages
sweet
to hundreds
right
of millions.
Let's stop
of
it right there. Let's rewind it.
You combine that with the
and
fact that,
let's try the. What's the third option, Justin? That I have.
The third option would be the Vienna Philharmonic, Samuel Barber, Adagio for Strings.
All right, let's try that with Sad Bernie. Remember, we've had lots of different Bernies over the years. We had Inauguration Bernie with his hat and his mittens. Remember that? We've had we've had Pervy Bernie hitting on women. We've had lots of iterations of Bernie. But Sad Bernie makes me sad inside. My heart hurts for him. It really does. All right, let's try this. Go ahead.
It is not just they want to give tax breaks to billionaires and cut programs to working people. Frankly, that's happened before.
Yeah.
But you combine that with the power of the oligarchy in general. You combine that with Mr. Musk owning Twitter and able to send out his messages to hundreds of millions of people. You combine that with the fact that people like Bezos, the second wealthiest person in the country, fired or got rid of most of his editorial staff and is going to convert them into a right-wing thing. Combine that with the fact that Trump is suing major media outlets and is threatening to investigate PBS and NPR. So it's not only the power of money, it's also combined with that the movement toward authoritarianism. You know, when Trump unilaterally cuts federal funding that was passed by Congress, that is illegal, that is unconstitutional. When you have the vice president saying, well, in his judgment, the courts don't have the right to stop unconstitutional acts of the president.
Oh, my God. It even crescendos at the right time.
That is authoritarianism. That's what the courts are. He is now trying to end what the founding fathers were pretty smart about, creating a form of government where there were checks and balances, you know, a legislative body, an executive body, and a judiciary.
It even crescendos
so he's
at
moving
the right
aggressively
time.
In all of these areas. Yeah, there was gravity in my voice. This is a scary moment.
Oh, I think that's the one. What do we think? Do we think that's the one? Is that it?
I definitely think. I think it's definitely the Vienna Philharmonic first, a sad Hulk second,
yeah.
And it's not even close. Like it's
no
cool. Vienna Philharmonic's easily the number one. But
now, who do we owe credit to in the YouTube chat for that?
I believe that's Suze Loves Jeffy.
Suze Loves Jeffy, that. You're a great job. Wow. I mean, I felt that in my heart. DeSantis, what do you think? Do we have a winner there or what?
They're all actually pretty good, honestly. That last one was definitely tops, though, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. All right, well, let's throw up the two options to the YouTube chat. Let's have a little vote. What do you like better as the theme song for Sad Bernie? Is it the Hulk or is it the Adagio, the dingy?
Adagio for strings.
Right, right. Adagio for chicken parm. Which one is it? Huh? What do you think? Because I think it's that one. Let me hear it one more time, but this time without Bernie. Let me try to channel Bernie with that song in the background. Let me see if I can do it, okay?
Do you want Sad Hulk or you want Adagio for Strings?
Let me do Adagio for Strings and see if I can get into Bernie. I'm putting my glasses here. I'll see if I can get into Bernie, if I can channel him. Go ahead. What we've never seen before. All of these heartless, toothless, deaf seniors walking around like zombies. What we've never felt before, Donald Trump, who I once thought would be taken down at the altar, but since now he's cutting and killing baby cows for veal parmesan. And in my heart, I know Jeff Bezos streaming The Apprentice on Amazon Prime is just to give me nightmares. This is the stuff of horror. I can feel the horror watching The Apprentice. I can see it in my heart when I know that Jeff Bezos is doing this just to hurt Bernie, because it's all I'll pay for is Amazon Prime, because you can't be two-day delivery. You really can't. Some days you get one-day delivery. It's remarkable, really remarkable. But you got to pay $25.99. I think it's a little bit of a scam and whatnot, but nevertheless. But Bezos knows that that's all Bernie watches. And I have to watch now all 10 seasons of The Apprentice and stream it, see Ivanka, Don Jr., and then watch as someone puts cheese on a chicken and calls it a gourmet dish. It's not. It's not. These are dark, dark days for Bernie. I think it's perfect. I really do. I've never heard anything that's more fitting in my life. So that is Suze Loves Jeffy. Bravo. Well done. Bravo. In my heart, I felt that. I really did. I felt that. I felt Sad Bernie come alive right there. You know what I mean? That's what I felt in my heart. That was beautiful. Did I do that justice to Santa, you think? Or what?
I thought it was good, but we do need to take a break desperately.
Oh, we do? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll take a break desperately. So let's do that. We'll take a break as we have Congressman Scott Perry joining us. I did do the happy hour reference. I did do that. You weren't paying attention to the show as usually. So we'll come back with Congressman Scott Perry straight ahead. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, so very happy to welcome to the program a guy who's fighting for freedom and a man who's fighting to abolish the Fed. Boy, that makes me happy. He's Congressman Scott Perry, and he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Hey, Congressman, how are you today?
Well, look, it's another banner day. Every day we wake up, something new and great and greater than the day before has happened. So smiles all around. And, you know, we're just cruising along trying to save the Republic here.
Well, I saw today, I just noticed, the work that's already being done by Lee Zeldin, your former colleague. Yes. Trump EPA begins rolling back Biden EV mandate in biggest day of deregulation in American history, fighting to unleash the coal industry and the oil and natural gas industry. I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful day today.
It is indeed. I mean, people don't even know about a regulation called PM2.5, particulate matter, where the government falsified their test results, actually tested on humans and made them breathe obscene amounts of dust to come up with the ruling that they used to take all of our freedoms away. That's just one of them. This thing called the endangerment finding based on faulty data about CO2, where literally half the data is non-existent. So they just made it up and then use that to ban cars and ban gas stoves and tell us what we can drive and, you know, how we can live. All that stuff is stifling America, Americans, making it more expensive and less efficient. We have to compete in the world. We're supposed to be the freest country in the world, not a country that bows down to a federal government that, you know, can decide what kind of ceiling fan can be produced or what kind of car we're allowed to drive.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly right. And then these regulations have stifled business, and they've cost jobs to Americans, and they've passed on costs to American consumers. And that's why inflation has been such a problem, along with all the federal spending. Enough is enough.
Yes, indeed. We want to be free. This is America. We'd like to be the freest country in the world. And the fact that anybody even comes close because of the regulatory environment is just unacceptable. Of course, as you know, the regulators, there's zero accountability, right? You can't unelect them.
Yeah.
You can write letters to them. And of course, since they go to work every day with an assured job for the rest of their life, they don't bother responding. They don't care what you think about it. They're in charge, and you're going to just do what you're told, or you're going to go to jail. That's not how this country is supposed to operate.
So you, along with Tom Massey, Congressman Tom Massey, a man who I have great respect for, and I respect his principal positions, even when we don't always agree. But look, that's the point, right? He's a constitutionalist just like yourself. He wants to save the republic. The two of you have introduced a bill together, along with a bunch of co-sponsors. This would abolish the Federal Reserve. And I say bravo to that. I mean, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, we can't have, again, this is a private organization that was essentially set up to control inflation. Well, inflation's been running out of control, especially during the Biden regime, because the leader of the Fed and the people that work there care more about keeping their jobs than telling the president and, quite honestly, members of Congress, you're bankrupting the country and your actions are driving inflation through the roof. And so when President Biden demanded that they lower the rates right before the election, they lowered the rates dutifully. And, that doesn't do anything to stop inflation, because we just kept on pouring gas on the fire in Congress, spending more money than we take in. And yet, you know, when President Trump's in office, a guy that they don't agree with, he might say, well, look, I think that things should be better here or rates should be there. And they're like, yeah, we don't care what you have to say because we're ideologically on the left and you can't touch us. That stuff's got to end. We need a monetary system that is based on free markets and where there's accountability. You know, the Fed has never been audited. Where's all this money that they just pour into the system? Where does that come from? And who makes those decisions on based on what? You know, none of us understand any of this stuff, and none of us generally agree with any of it because none of it ever works. Yet somehow they're determining the course of our economy. Again, unelected bureaucrats that just do what they want to without any accountability. And we're tired of it.
Yeah. Now, you should follow Congressman Perry on X at Rep. Scott Perry. You point out today the news media is ignoring today's fantastic economic data. Biden's 20-year high inflation is finally cooling under President Trump's policies, according to today's CPI. But we're not hearing that. That's the problem, because it does not go with the narrative.
Yeah, they never want to look. As long as President Trump's in office, every day you're going to either have to hear from President Trump himself or Caroline Leavitt. You're not going to be able to count on mainstream news media to report the news. If it's good news, they're not going to report it. And so that's why, you know, you just have to take this stuff on your own. You're going to have to search out the information for yourself. That, look, that's par for the course. We know that. But the good news is that the president's got a big megaphone. And of course, we've got Elon Musk now providing the truth on his platform, which is unlike all the other platforms, save Truth Social. So a lot of Americans, a lot of people around the world are hearing for the truth for the first time in a couple years.
So what are the Democrats in the Senate going to do now that the House has passed the CR and sent it over there? And Chuck Schumer said they're not going to pass it. This is going to be on them then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's a relatively clean CR with some anomalies to allow the military to do their what we call stops and starts. I don't know if Chuck Schumer disagrees with that. I don't know what he agrees or disagrees with on this. This is the party of there's no federal job worthy of shutting the federal government down even for a second. And look, you don't take a vote to shut it down or to keep it open. Your vote is, are we going to keep spending at the same level and the policies that we had while we work out the impasse? I guess he's going to go home to his constituents and say, look, you're out of work. You're out of pay. You can't afford your mortgage now because we hate Donald Trump, and whatever Donald Trump is for, we're against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. And that's insane. But it's an opportunity for us, right? I mean, if they want to shut down the government, let's take a look at what's essential and what's not.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's obviously a new chief executive. And in the past, where they just arbitrarily shut down national parks to make the point, now there's a new sheriff in town, yep. And he's going to determine who's actually essential and who's not. And, you know, the other part of this is maybe they're not thinking about it, but if these people aren't essential, well, won't that make their dismissal from the federal workforce a little more palatable to not only them, but to the people that are, you know, raising Cain right now about trying to make our federal government more efficient? I mean, you know, they're the ones that are going to cause this now. And it's going to sure cut the wheat from the chaff. I don't suspect they're going to like that.
Yeah, I don't either. And here's the other thing too about this, which is key, is that by unleashing all these regulations finally in the American people, by drilling and by natural gas, we also have the United States the ability to be in a position where we could be right here in Pennsylvania, the liquid natural gas export to the world. And my God, when I found out Vladimir Putin made $1 trillion off these European countries that are funding our ally Ukraine, and he's making $1 trillion off them because he's selling them their oil and natural gas. I said, I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, of course, you know, there's that famous clip with Speaker Johnson who talked to President Biden. He said, you know, why did you do this? And of course, President Biden says, what are you talking about? I didn't do that, because he had no clue that the auto pen stopped the export of natural gas, helping Russia to fuel their aggression in Ukraine. And of course, hobble America, which wants to sell its abundant resources, especially to our allies in Europe, which would also cut off Vladimir Putin and make it more difficult for him to wage war. So again, you know, just like all this stuff seems simple to regular people, that you don't have to be a foreign policy expert. You don't have to be an economist to know that you got to be able to sell your goods. And if they can buy them cheaper for somebody else, they're going to do that while you're, you know, stopping your market from performing. And of course, all that does is help. Has helped Vladimir Putin and hurt Americans.
What can we do about getting to the bottom of this whole auto pen scandal? I mean, in my opinion, Congressman Perry, this is the greatest political scandal of my lifetime. This idea that you had a president, cognitive decline, they covered it up, they gaslit us, they told us it was a deep fakes. The whole time, his brain was gone. And then we find out that this auto pen was being used to sign executive orders and all kinds of other things. And we don't know if the president had any knowledge of this or people were just doing this on their own. I mean, we got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we do have to get to the bottom of it. And, the real question is who had the authorization of the auto pen? And I guess it's going to have to start with an investigation beginning with the chief of staff. And, if he's not going to come in and talk, then I guess it's going to be subpoenas to everybody surrounding the president to see who authorized what and what the president knew. Part of the problem is I don't know that the president himself, President Biden, would be a very good witness. I'm not sure he actually would remember. Well, first of all, you can't remember things that you don't know about. But even that, in his state, it's not clear whether he's cognitively able to remember things that actually did happen that he might have been aware of. So I think it's going to be difficult. But I also think we have to know the limits of how far this went and who was actually making the decisions.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And we do need subpoenas. And I'm glad to hear you say that, because we got to get to the bottom of this. And there's pardons involved here, executive orders. I mean, massive amounts of spending towards the final days. I mean, just looking at the last few months of this administration and what they were trying to do to this country. I mean, serious consequences to the American people in the final few months and even in the final 30 days.
That's exactly right. I mean, the people elect a president to make the decisions and direct the policies, the ship of state, so to speak. You know, they know that the president's going to appoint his staff and he's going to have trusted staff members and so on and so forth. But the people never elected the staff to make the decisions. And that's the real question. Who was making the decisions?
Right.
And then, you know, based on that, because if Joe Biden was making the decisions, are you telling me that he was incapable of moving his hand enough to write a signature? I mean, if that's the case, look, that's another part of the story. But that certainly goes to the fact that you know, there was impairment there. So you can't have it both ways. Either he was capable of moving a pen on a paper and signing his name, or he wasn't. And if he was, why did he use an auto pen? It's not like he was signing, you know, thousands of letters every day or orders every day. So, I think we absolutely have to get to the bottom of this.
No, the auto pen's there for letters and you know, to say thanks for the invite to, you know, the Kiwanis Club, but we can't make it this year.
Right.
It's not meant for presidential executive orders and memorandums and things like that and pardons. And I mean, everybody with a brain knows that.
Yeah, these are historic documents that have historic and long-lasting consequences. If the president is auto-penning that, well, you got to wonder why. And maybe there's a, you know, look, you know, I don't want to indict anybody prematurely. Maybe there's a legitimate reason, but I think the American people are sure worthy and due an explanation.
Congressman, before I let you go, I got to ask you, since you are on the Intelligence Committee, Congressman Scott Perry, everybody's waiting on the Epstein stuff, the JFK assassination stuff. I mean, all of these national secrets. Any idea when we can get some of those answers?
I think that's still going to be slow rolled. I think the president wants to get it out there. In the Epstein case, look, I'm just going to say it this way. We've heard that he was an asset, like, you know, he was a intelligence asset. What was so important? What did we get from him that was so valuable that it was worth what he and the people associated with him with did to young women and girls? What is so valuable that was worthy of the cost and that we are now still willing to keep those names secret? I think that's really important. And look, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on or how important you were. If you were on that plane and visiting and involved in that kind of activity, the chips got to fall where they're going to fall. We got to know, and then we got to go from there. But we can't have that kind of stuff going on without knowing. Look, if it stopped World War III, look, you know, I'm not saying it's still, you know, that's what you do to young women and girls to stop World War III. But I think the American people need to know that was the cost. And you know, if it's something short of that, well, we need to know what it is no matter what it was.
Yeah, damn right. Well said, my friend. Follow him at Rep Scott Perry. Listen, you are a true patriot, a fighter for freedom. I thank God you're there. And keep up the great work, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for the opportunity. And God bless you and your audience.
All right.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Really, having him on the Intelligence Committee is huge. All right. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. What Congressman Perry just said about the auto pen. There needs to be an investigation. And about Epstein, the fact that he was an asset. Why was he an asset? What do we get for it? Great points right there. Major, major news right there by Congressman Scott Perry. Go see Dr. Mike with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VeneriaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, yeah. All right. By far, everybody. Loves the sad Bernie with the song from Platoon, which, by the way, is a fantastic scene. And if you've never seen it, as Steve pointed out on Instagram, Adagio for Strings is the music used in Platoon when Sergeant Elias dies in slow motion as they watch from the helicopters. No doubt it is very, very sad. And that's sad, but not as sad as Bernie Sanders talking about how he's never seen anything like this before in America. So one more time, and thank you for your input today on the show. Between all of us coming together to unite to say chicken parm is a highly overrated dish, to saying veal parm for the win, to also for us saying that, yeah, kids should learn cursive, and for your help in putting together what can only be described as a masterpiece. One more time with feeling. Here's Sad Bernie set to music, the proper music, like it was meant to be. Take a listen.
Tax breaks to billionaires and cut programs for working people. Frankly, that's happened before.
Yeah.
But you combine that with the power of the oligarchy in general. You combine that with Mr. Musk owning Twitter and able to send out his messages to hundreds of millions of people. You combine that with the fact that people like Bezos, the second wealthiest person in the country, fired or got rid of most of his editorial staff and is going to convert him into a right-wing thing. Combine that with the fact that Trump is suing major media outlets and is threatening to investigate PBS and NPR. So it's not only the power of money, it's also combined with that the movement toward authoritarianism. You know, when Trump
unilaterally cuts federal funding that was passed by Congress. That is illegal. That is unconstitutional. When you have the vice president saying, well, in his judgment, the courts don't have the right to stop unconstitutional acts of the president, man, that is authoritarianism. That's what the courts are. He is now trying to end what the founding fathers were pretty smart about, creating a form of government where there were checks and balances, you know, a legislative body, an executive body, and a judiciary. So he is moving aggressively in all of these areas. Yeah, there was gravity in my voice. This is a scary moment.
Is this going on X? You're damn right it is. We're going to blast this all over social media. It's genius. Genius. Just like Kermit the Frog the other day with the banjo. All right. Look, I got a big fourth and final hour coming up. We got into the kid from New York. They wanted to deport the kid, the student from New York. They wanted to deport. I want to get into the part of education. Lot to get to. But I want to tell you, look, it's spring. Beautiful hour. So beautiful. What you need is Natural Lawn of America. That's what you need for your lawn. Look, Natural Lawn's safer, more organic. Organic-based program for your lawn means you're going to have greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. You're going to have better insect control. The lawn's going to look great, and it's going to be safer for your kids, safer for your pets. It's going to be the envy of the neighborhood. Lush, thick, green grass. I've been using them now for years. I love Natural Lawn of America. I love the results. Look, it's very important to me to have a beautiful lawn. I want to be the envy of the neighborhood and everything in my life. So that's why I use Natural Lawn of America. And everything they do is customized for your lawn. It's specific to your lawn's needs. That's why it's different from all these other lawn care companies out there that just spray chemicals on your yard and go. That's not healthy. That's not safe for your kids and your pets. But Natural Lawns program is safer for the kids, safer for the pets. Give you the insect control you need, and every year they will seed your lawn for free. That's right. You just call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED and sign up for their full service program today, and they will seed your lawn for free. So what are you waiting for? Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED. That free seeding every year makes such a difference in the health of your lawn. It really nourishes the lawn and gives it exactly what it needs. More seed is great. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.